Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to especially thank Lieutenant Governor Brian Malott, Representative-elect Justin Parrish, and Congressional Delegation Connie Menzie for joining us in the audience. It's now the 11th hour, 11th day, 11th month. On behalf of the veterans of Foreign Wars, Talking Post 5559, welcome to today's Veteran Day ceremony. Please rise for an invocation by our chaplain, Major Thorson.
Good morning and welcome. Some of you in the audience might find it interesting that the last time Veterans Day was held on a Friday was in 2011, the same year Rebecca Black sang her song titled Friday. Or you might not. Regardless, let us thank God it's Friday and pray. Almighty God, first and foremost, we invite your presence with us as we remember, celebrate, and honor the service of America's Armed Forces veterans. For most people, Friday's just a day before the weekend. So as everybody's getting down on Friday and looking forward to the weekend, I thank you for and ask your blessing upon all those here in attendance today who invested their time to support this ceremony. Gracious God, wherever they may be in the world and in their journey with you, please protect, provide for, and comfort our nation's veterans. Help them to keep this life in proper perspective. Assist them to follow their passion, stay true to their priorities, and continue reaching for their goals. Lord God, during this transition between presidential administrations, grant our civilian and military leadership the wisdom and guidance they will need to make the important decisions necessary to protect liberty, ensure our national security, and value the sacrifice of veterans. Master of the universe, though our nation prepares for conflict, we pray for peace with each other, with our enemies, and most importantly, peace with you. Eternal God, in all we do, strengthen our desire to conform to your image and rely on you in all situations for your holy purposes. It is our sincere desire this ceremony be pleasing and honoring to you. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing. Quick rule and protocol, if you have cell phones, please turn them off. We're going to remain standing. For those in uniform, I ask you to have your cover on. If you're a civilian, you can take your hat off, unless you're a veteran. Place it over your heart. If you're a foreign national, please remain standing, show respect. You don't have to sit down. And please remain standing for the national anthem until the flag leaves our area.
Our God, us. And salute.
Improvisation here. Due to technical difficulties, instead we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two.
Forward, mark.
Thank you. You may now be seated. So with great honor, I'm going to be introducing a Coast Guard. Reason being, in Afghanistan 2005, what many people don't realize is not just the Army, Air Force, MWA, or Marines, it's also the Coast Guard were there. I saw them in Afghanistan. When I was stationed in Japan, I've seen them intercepting the ships because they would track them all over the world. Before they come to the port, they'll go out and inspect them. So the Coast Guard is not just Alaska, but worldwide. There's over 75,000 veterans in Alaska, and I'm glad that some of you are here to join us. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce Rear Admiral McAllister to speak for us. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's a great privilege to be up here.
Good morning.
I'm really happy to see so many young folks in the audience today, particularly so. And I know I have a couple of Marines out here. I have one right here in the front. Any other Marines? Well, sir, we have one who decided a little bit late, but happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps. As of yesterday, 241 years of service. We in the Coast Guard are trying to catch up with you. We're at a mere 226 years of service. But if you look at just Alaska, I think we're more in competition with the U.S. Army, who has been here for about 150 years. We have been here, the United States Coast Guard, for 150 years as of this year as well. And so we're proud of that in particular. I look forward to celebrating that over the coming year. And can I get, you know, just showing a little bit of inner service pride, can I get a showing of the Coast Guard folks here, both the military and civilians? All right, so as you can see, we're well integrated into the community here, and we're proud members of the military services. So I'm particularly honored to be here today representing not just the United States Coast Guard, but all of our services as we pay tribute to all those who have served in uniform over the years. And I'm gonna start off with a paraphrasing from Thomas Paine, who said, "Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must undergo the fatigue of supporting it." And many of you here today, your veterans, have borne that burden and experienced the fatigue of waging war in order to bring about peace. To you, I particularly say thank you. Thank you for setting the example that inspired generations behind you to raise their hands in voluntary service to this great nation. And on this Veterans Day, we recognize not just those who have given their lives in war, but all those who have worn the uniform of service. This day, above all, is an opportunity to celebrate the choice one makes to serve their country. For some, it means the worldwide conflict of World War II, or a lifetime of peacekeeping missions, or the tense standoff of the Cold War. Others found themselves in the jungles of Vietnam or in Korea, Panama, or other conflicts. And of course, we can't forget that today, continuing today, for many, service means multiple tours to Iraq in Afghanistan, on active duty, or as reservists, or as guard members who have sacrificed twice because they often have to give up their civilian jobs in order to serve our country. As the current commander of the Coast Guard 17th District and having recently served as the Deputy Director of Operations for the U.S. Northern Command alongside all of our military services, I'm here today to help testify to the continued fortitude of military members that serve today and follow in the footsteps of so many distinguished veterans here. They're exemplified by Marine Corporal Jonathan Yale and Lance Corporal Jordan Hader, 22 and 20 years old, respectively. You may have read recently retired General John Kelly's very riveting description of how these two Marines, in the last 6 seconds of their lives, leaned into the danger of an oncoming suicide bomber truck, firing their weapons, standing their ground to protect more than 150 American and Iraqi soldiers behind them. And I will repeat this leaning in theme a couple of times, because others are leaning in today and demonstrating their mettle every day. Their dedication to service and courage are exemplified by one of the most recent recipients of the Congressional Medal of Honor, Chief Petty Officer Edward Byers, United States Navy, who as a Husky Restage Force team member in Afghanistan rushed into a room full of insurgents who were firing at his teammates and used his body as a shield to protect an American hostage and subdue his enemies. Today's outstanding military men and women are also exemplified by two service members currently stationed here in Alaska. U.S. Air Force Tech Sergeant Cody Inman of the 212th Rescue Squadron at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson and United States Coast Guard Petty Officer Second Class Ryan Ransom of Air Station Sitka, who were recognized just this last week by the Armed Forces YMCA. Tech Sergeant Inman and five others were injured in Afghanistan by an improvised explosive device after one of them inadvertently stepped on its pressure plate, setting it off. Despite suffering a traumatic brain injury himself, Inman ran to help a wounded team member. The unit soon came under fire, and Inman engaged the enemy as he was bouncing back and forth from patient to provide critical first aid. Petty Officer Ransom was part of a crew searching for a downed aircraft with five people on board right here near Juneau. The plane crashed in rugged terrain. In driving rain and low clouds made it difficult to reach the crash site, which was located at an elevation above 1,300 feet amidst trees. But once on scene, Petty Officer Ransom located four survivors, assessed their medical condition, and quickly provided critical first aid to stabilize two victims suffering from hypothermia and a third person with severe traumatic injuries while preparing for the medical evacuation by helicopter. I also saw firsthand the bravery of other men and women in New York City on 9/11. Along with many other heroes, New York Police Department Officer Vincent Danz and Fire Department of New York Firefighter Jeffrey Palazzo, both members of the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve serving at my Coast Guard unit on Staten Island, rushed into the World Trade Center on 9/11 to save others, paying the ultimate price in service to their fellow Americans. As members of our fire, our police, and our EMS services, they wear the cloth of our nation in the same that you and I, amongst the military members here, do. And I want to thank those that put public service in its many forms above self on this Veterans Day. I can also share with you that proud members of the U.S. Coast Guard are standing watch today around the world, protecting us. They're patrolling in the Persian Gulf alongside the U.S. Navy, providing for the security of oil platforms and ensuring open access to key navigation routes in this very tense area. They are providing key intelligence support for ongoing operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. They are in Central and South America, seizing vessels carrying drugs for transnational organized criminal organizations, keeping billions of dollars worth of drugs off our streets. They're patrolling Arctic waters, ensuring the peaceful use of an opening ocean and protection of a pristine environment. And they are in the heartland and at ports all around this country, ensuring the lifeblood of our economy, maritime commerce, remains safe and secure. And particularly here in Alaska, where high winds and mountainous seas are part of daily life, they stand ready to go into harm's way to rescue mariners in distress on the high seas. Now, I'm particularly proud to note that Alaska has the highest per capita representation of veterans in the country. But as we consider the impact those individuals have had on the world defending freedom and protecting democracy, I'm reminded of the words of Winston Churchill: "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed to so many by so few, or to so few." So today, to honor that debt, I would ask that you and those members of our community take time to honor service members as we do here today, past and present, in at least one of several possible ways, like supporting our veterans organizations such as the VFW and the American Legion, helping families of service members deployed overseas, promoting military service for our youth, including those here today, hiring veterans in workplaces, visiting a VA hospital, and helping to tackle the terrible problem of veteran homelessness. Finally, if you're a vet, please share your story with others. Let everyone know what you've done so that they can see the many facets of military service and appreciate the personal service of their neighbors. The more we talk about what we do and the impact military service has on our lives, the better able we are to hold it up as an example of excellence. Individually and collectively, we have many, many examples of courage, service, and sacrifice to reflect on today. Let's use this opportunity now and on Veterans Days in the years to come to celebrate service to our nation, to demonstrate the appreciation we have for our military, and to inspire future generations to dedicate themselves in the name of the many that have come before them. As Thomas Jefferson said, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Today, we give thanks to live in a country where citizens from every generation willingly and courageously raise their hands to stand the watch. And for all those veterans here today and for their families, thank you for your service and your sacrifice. I share the pride you feel in being able to count yourselves as members and veterans of the greatest military in the world. For all those not in the military, thank you for choosing to share this special day with us and show your support of our heroes, past and present. God bless you all for being here. God bless our veterans, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
I'd like to invite you all to rise as we give thanks to God for our great country. In this time of national turmoil, national questioning, there's no greater embarrassment than to be seated during the presentation of colors and having a panic attack when you are supposed to be honoring your immense sacrifices with our national anthem. I ask for your grace and ask for you to join now in singing together, God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
I'm going to ask that all the veterans remain standing. Everyone else sit down. This is for you, fellow veterans. So I thank you. Now for those of you who just sat down, I'm sorry, but I'm going to ask you to rise again for the benediction given by our chaplain, Major Thorson.
Well, before we depart, please receive this blessing. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. As you are strengthened and blessed with peace, I encourage you to look for opportunities to share these blessings with others in our community. We have a American Legion open house and chili feed, which starts at 12 o'clock. You can remember it, write it down, take a photo. Until next time, my friends, God bless you. Stay safe, take care of yourselves, and goodbye.
Before we depart, I'd like to recognize some other people here. Obviously, it's our keynote speaker, Rear Admiral McAllister. Thank you, sir. To his left is our chaplain, Captain Thorson. Our awesome singer, former council member, Sarah Chambers. Jim Armstrong from the Purple Heart Association. To my right, American Legion commander from Post 25. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm too old, I forgot you guys' names. No, seriously though, there's a former Air Force colonel back there, so Colonel Schultz. And for the rest of veterans here today, again, thank you for your service. This concludes our ceremony today. Thank you.